This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. This is episode 128, and today I'm going to talk about a couple of great backlist titles. So hello. Hi, it's January. It's halfway through January now, more than halfway through. Kind of amazing. We are hip deep in amazing books to read. So many great new releases. I cannot keep up with them all, but I am trying my hardest. But there are also lots of great backlist books to read, including one today that I just read for the first time, and another one relevant to some upcoming news, which I'm going to tell you about. But first, we're going to listen to a word from our sponsor.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Okay, so this past vacation, I had occasion to read Cork Dork, a wine-fueled adventure among the obsessive sommeliers, big bottle hunters, and rogue scientists who taught me to live for taste by Bianca Busker, which you can tell how good a nonfiction book is by how long the parenthetical title is. So you know this is going to be a good one. And so Bianca Busker is a journalist, and she decided to learn about wine and to become a sommelier. And so this book is a deep dive into that, into the world of wine, about appreciating it. She went from like appreciating a glass of wine at the end of the day to wine appreciation. She learned all about wine's origins, the history, different taste, how you learn to taste wine, what colors wine should be, the smell of wine, what wine to serve with different foods, like, you know, a red wine is perfect for when you have Pop-Tarts, stuff like that. So this is not just a great book for wine enthusiasts, but for everyone in general, because when a subject is done well, I find that it is really fun to learn about things, even if like it wasn't something that you originally were interested in. As long as the person writing the book can spell and put words where they need to be for the most part and have a great enthusiasm for what they're learning about, it's fun to learn along with them. So she talked to wine enthusiasts. She went to wine competitions. She met with sommeliers. These are people who can like put on a blindfold and tell you exactly what kind of wine they're drinking, where it came from, you know, what's in it. You know, they put on their blindfold and they're like, well, this is a nice Shiraz from the Dalek region and I can taste the Play-Doh bouquet, you know, something like that. It's incredible, like, what these people can do just by tasting wine. You know, me, I have had a glass of wine or two in my day. I don't really indulge in it now because alcohol makes me sleepy and then I can't read. And that makes me cranky, so it's best just to cut out the middle there and just go straight to reading, because you wouldn't like me when I'm cranky. So, but this made me want to sit down and have, like, a glass of wine. I was like, wow, this is really interesting. But I love a good book that makes you want to tell people, hey, did you know, like, every, you know, few pages or every page. And I found this really interesting. And I read it because I saw someone online, like, just giving it a too enthusiastic thumbs up, but also because there is a book coming in March that I want to read called Wine Girl, The Obstacles, Humiliations, and Triumphs of America's Youngest Sommelier by Victoria James, which is coming out March 20th, which also sounds really amazing. So now I'll have two wine books under my belt. And yeah, this one is Cork Dork, a wine-fueled adventure among the obsessive sommeliers, big bottle hunters, and rogue scientists who taught me to live for taste by Bianca Busker. My next pick is The Ghost Bride by Yangtze Chu. It comes out, No, I'm sorry. It is out. This is the Backlist Show. It is out. The Netflix series comes out in the next couple of weeks based on this book. If the author's name sounds familiar, it's because she had the amazing book, The Night Tiger, that came out last year. The Ghost Bride is a few years older, but also wonderful. It is about a young woman named Li Lan. It's at the end of the 19th century, if I'm remembering correctly. She is from a respected family in name. However, over the last several years, her mother has passed away. Her father has an opium dependency, and their family is bankrupt. So her marriage prospects, not so good, because they live in colonial Malaya, and they follow, you know, old customs there. So, you know, a bride has to have like a dowry, and they don't have any money. So her father has an interesting proposition for her one day. He comes to her and says, the Lim family, which is this very powerful family in their town, want her to marry their son. And she's like, oh, well, you know, here's the catch. He's dead. Yeah. Because becoming a ghost bride is an ancient Chinese custom that is done to appease the spirit of a ghost. Like if a young man has passed away and he is not married, his ghost is said to be very restless. And so he needs to marry a living woman, even though he is dead. And this young man has passed away from mysterious circumstances, and the Lim family is really worried about his ghost, so they ask Li Lan to marry him. She will be set for life if she does this. She gets to live with the family, live in their mansion. It's just that she will have no one fully flesh and bone to love her for all her life. So Li Lan agrees to this. She goes to their mansion, and shortly thereafter, she meets the man she's going to marry. His ghost comes to her at night. He's not very nice. He's not a nice guy. And he's kind of mad because he's dead. And, you know, like, in mysterious circumstances, like I said. So he's kind of cranky. But Li Lan also meets the charming new heir of the Lim fortune and is sort of falling for him during the day. But her ghost-to-be, her husband-to-be comes to her every night, and he's getting crankier as time goes by. And eventually, he turns her into a living ghost. He traps her in the spirit world. And now she must figure out how to get away from that and also, you know, find out what it is that happened to him and what the limbs are hiding. It's really good. It's really beautiful. It's a Known Voices novel. Yang Xichu comes from Malaya, so she knows the land, she knows the customs. It's a lovely, lovely writing. I watched the trailer for the show. It looks a little bit different, but there are very few adaptations that look exactly like the book, you know, like the plot of the book. Unless you're like watching something shot, you know, panel for panel, like a comic. But this one looks really interesting. I'm looking forward to watching it. It's a really good book. It is The Ghost Bride by Yang Xichu. And today for Dealer's Choice, I want to remind you about one of my very favorite books called, yeah, you're going to get all excited when you hear this because I know so many of you love this book, The Paper Bag Princess by Robert Munsch. It's the 40th anniversary of that book this year, which seems hard to believe, but it is true. It is a picture book about a princess who is captured by a dragon, and her prince must come and rescue her, but he kind of stinks. So she's going to have to rescue herself. Such a good book. Such a good book. If you're looking for like a great book for like a baby shower or, you know, just a fun gift to get somebody, I highly recommend that one. I was thinking about it today. I thought I'd bring it up again. So that is it for me this week, book lovers. Thank you to our sponsors. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. If you are a fan of All the Books and you want to give us a treat, you can go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a rating or review because it helps other book lovers to find us. And if you want to talk about books or see pictures of my books or my cats who won't stop growing, you can catch me on Twitter at Miss Liberty, on Litzy under Liberty, and on Instagram at Friends and Comes Alive. I'll be back on Tuesday with Maria Christina to talk to you about the week's great new releases. So have a great weekend, kittens, and happy reading.